Dino iki dino pemadam kebakaran.
Today is Firefighters Day.
Wong-wong rayak pemadam kebakaran ing Tulo.
People celebrate firefighters in Tula.
Ono-ono akeh kegiatan kanggo saben wong.
There are many activities for everyone.
Ono sawijining dolanan lan lomba.
There are games and contests.
Bocah-bocah seneng karo mobil pemadam kebakaran.
Children are happy with the fire trucks.
Pemadam kebakaran nuduhake carane nggunakake selang geni.
Firefighters show how to use the fire hose.
Kulawarga ndeleng lan sinau babagan stasiun pemadam kebakaran.
Families watch and learn about the fire station.
Ono akeh wong ing acara.
There are many people at the event.
Dheweke mangan panganan lan seneng musik.
They eat food and enjoy the music.
Iku minangka dina istimewa kanggo kabeh.
It is a special day for everyone.
DAZN iku layanan streaming olahraga.
DAZN is a sports streaming service.
Nuwujudake acara olahraga kanggo wong.
It shows many sports events to people.
DAZN duwe kontrak karo Ligue 1.
DAZN has a contract with Ligue 1.
Ligue 1 iku liga bal-balan ing Prancis.
Ligue 1 is a football league in France.
Sajrone, DAZN kandha yen bakal mandhaki logo 1.
Recently, DAZN said it will stop showing Ligue 1 games.
Berita iki ngagetake akeh penggemar.
This news surprised many fans.
Penggemar pengen ngerti kenapa iki kedadean.
Fans want to know why this happened.
Sawijining penggemar nesuh babagan warta.
Some fans are angry about the news.
Dheweke mikir yen iku ora adil.
They think it is not fair.
DAZN lagi golek kemitraan anyar saiki.
DAZN is looking for new partnerships now.
Dheweke ngarep-ngarep kanggo nemokake solusi sing luwih apik.
They hope to find a better solution.
Bella Hadid iku model terkenal.
Bella Hadid is a famous model.
Dheweke tansah nganggo klambi modis.
She always wears stylish clothes.
Busana dheweke asring prasaja nanging elegan.
Her outfits are often simple yet elegant.
Dheweke tresno karo kain transparan, uga.
She loves sheer fabrics, too.
Rupa dheweke mesti pas.
Her look is always on point.
Bella ngerti cara kanggo nganggo kanggo sembarang kesempatan.
Bella knows how to dress for any occasion.
Dheweke asring gabungake gaya klasik lan modern.
She often combines classic and modern styles.
Rasa mode dheweke diakoni dening akeh.
Her fashion sense is admired by many.
Dheweke nggawe tampilan sing menehi inspirasi marang liyane.
She creates looks that inspire others.
Aku wong ngetutake dheweke kanggo inspirasi.
Many people follow her for inspiration.
Pengaruh Bella ing mode kuat.
Bella's influence in fashion is strong.
Gayane kang unik gawe pernyataan.
Her unique style makes a statement.
Dheweke terus mengaruhi dunia mode.
She continues to influence the fashion world.
Fashion Bella Hadid mimpin ak penggemar fashion.
Bella Hadid's fashion inspires many fashion lovers.
Ing dunia saiki, pendidikan nemoni tantangan ak.
In today's world, education is facing numerous challenges.
Siji masalah utama yaiku kurang sumber daya ing ak sekolah.
One major issue is the lack of resources in many schools.
Mahasiswa asring nemuake awake dhewe kanthi buku teks kuno.
Students often find themselves with outdated textbooks.
Tantangan signifikan liyane yaiku burnout guru.
Another significant challenge is teacher burnout.
Nalika guru-guru kewalahan, siswa uga nandang sangsara.
When teachers are overwhelmed, students also suffer.
Wangtu kadang-kadang ngadepi kanggo didahi anak-anake.
Parents sometimes struggle to support their children's education.
Sawijining sekolah nyoba metode inovatif kanggo nglibatake siswa.
Some schools are trying innovative methods to engage students.
Integrasi teknologi yaiku siji pendekatan sing janjeni.
Technology integration is one promising approach.
Kanti latihan sing bener, guru bisa nambah keterampilan.
With proper training, teachers can enhance their skills.
Kolaborasi antar pendidik iku penting kanggo perbaikan.
Collaboration among educators is essential for improvement.
Sakabe, ngatasi tantangan iki minangka kunci tumuju masa depan sing luwih apik.
Ultimately, addressing these challenges is key to a better future.
Ing jaman sing katandur dening kemajuan teknologi sing cepet, konsep sinau seumur hidup saya tambah relevan.
In an era marked by rapid technological advancements, the concept of lifelong learning has become increasingly pertinent.
Para mahasiswa saiki digandengake kanggo ngetrapake pikiran iki wiwit umur enom.
Students today are encouraged to adopt this mindset from an early age.
Pendekatan iki nguatake rasa ingin weruh lan ngembangake keterampilan mikir kritis.
This approach fosters curiosity and cultivates critical thinking skills.
Ngalebetaken sinau suwe luwih becik tumrap kurikulum bisa banget nambah hasil pendidikan.
Incorporating lifelong learning into curricula can significantly enhance educational outcomes.
Nalika wong berkembang secara profesional, komitmen kanggo pendidikan terus-terusan dadi penting.
As people evolve professionally, a commitment to continuous education becomes imperative.
Sumber digital nyediakake akses tanpa banding menyang informasi kanggo sinar-sinar lifelong.
Digital resources provide unparalleled access to information for lifelong learners.
Nalika model pendidikan ganti, mula uga kudu strategi kita kanggo nglibatake para pelajar.
As educational models change, so too must our strategies for engaging learners.
Institusi pendidikan kudu nampa pergeseran paradigma iki supaya tetap relevan.
Educational institutions must embrace this paradigm shift to remain relevant.
Pungkasan, budaya belajar seumur hidup ngelengkapi loro-lorone, pribadi lan profesional.
Ultimately, a culture of lifelong learning enriches both personal and professional lives.
Kanthi nyengkui lingkungan sing nyokong tuwuh, kita nyiapake individu kanggo tantangan mangsa ngarep.
By fostering an environment conducive to growth, we prepare individuals for future challenges.
Moko, imperatif nginstal pasion kanggo sinau sepanjang urip ora bisa dianggep sepele.
Therefore, the imperative of instilling a passion for lifelong learning cannot be overstated.
Ing 2025, akeh individu nemu menawa dheweke ora nampa cek stimulus.
In 2025, many individuals discovered that they had not received their stimulus checks.
Kesalahan iki nyebabake gelombang pitakonan sing ditujuake menyang kantor pamarentahan.
This oversight prompted a wave of inquiries directed towards government offices.
Kanggo nyudo bingung, pejabat liyane gawe prosedur sing gampang kanggo klaim pembayaran iki.
To mitigate confusion, officials devised a straightforward procedure for claiming these payments.
Kaping pisan, siji kudu ngumpulake kabeh dokumen relevan, kalebu pengembalian pajak lan identifikasi.
Firstly, one must gather all relevant documentation, including tax returns and identification.
Sabanjure, pelamar kudu ngrampungake formulir aplikasi resmi kanthi akurat.
Next, applicants should complete the official application form accurately.
Sakwise aplikasi wis diajokake, sabar iku wigati amarga wektu pangolahan bisa beda-beda.
Once the application is submitted, patience is paramount as processing times can vary.
Sakwise, siji bisa nyukani status tuntutan online.
Subsequently, one can track the status of their claim online.
Yen-yen kesalahan, tumindak langsung kudu ditindakake kanggo benerake masalah apa wae.
In case of discrepancies, immediate action must be taken to rectify any issues.
Tenggat pungkasan kanggo nglaim prapdan stimulus yaiku 31 Desember.
The final deadline for claiming outstanding stimulus checks is December 31st.
Pendaftar disaran sakal ngajeng kanggo ngirim klaim kanthi cepet supaya njamin proses tepat wektu.
Applicants are strongly advised to submit their claims promptly to ensure timely processing.
Siji pendekatan sing rajin mesti bakal ngasilake hasil positif.
A diligent approach will undoubtedly yield positive results.
Kanthi ngetutake pedoman iki, individu bisa nusur proses kanthi kepercayaan.
By adhering to these guidelines, individuals can navigate the process with confidence.